Advanced 3, Unit 5, Reading the Passage. The Power of Nothing. Want to devise a new form of alternative medicine? No problem. Here is the recipe. Be warm, sympathetic, reassuring, and enthusiastic. Your treatment should involve physical contact, and each session with your patients should last at least half an hour. Encourage your patients to take an active part in their treatment and understand how their disorders relate to the rest of their lives. Tell them that their own bodies possess the true power to heal. Make them pay you out of their own pockets. Describe your treatment in familiar words, but embroidered with a hint of mysticism. Energy fields, energy flows, energy blocks, meridians, forces, auras, rhythms, and the like. Refer to the knowledge of an earlier age, wisdom carelessly swept aside by the rise of blind, mechanistic science. Oh, come off it, you are saying. Something invented off the top of your head couldn't possibly work, could it? Well, yes, it could, and often well enough to earn you a living. A good living if you're sufficiently convincing, or better still, really believe in your therapy. Many illnesses get better on their own. So if you are lucky and administer your treatment at just the right time, you'll get the credit. But that's only part of it. Some of the improvement really would be down to you. Your healing power would be the outcome of a paradoxical force that conventional medicine recognizes but remains oddly ambivalent about, the placebo effect. Placebos are treatments that have no direct effect on the body, yet still work because the patient has faith in their power to heal. Most often, the term refers to a dummy pill, but it implies just as much to any device or procedure, from a sticking plaster to a crystal to an operation. The existence of the placebo effect implies that even quackery may confer real benefits, which is why any mention of placebo is a touchy subject for many practitioners of complementary and alternative medicine who are likely to regard it as tantamount to a charge of charlatanism. In fact, the placebo effect is a powerful part of all medical care, orthodox or otherwise, though its role is often neglected and misunderstood. At one level, it should come as no surprise that our state of mind can influence our physiology. Anger opens the superficial blood vessels of the face. Sadness pumps the tear glands. But exactly how placebos work their medical magic is still largely unknown. Most of the scant research done so far has focused on the control of pain because it's one of the commonest complaints and lends itself to experimental study. Here, attention has turned to the endorphins, morphine-like neurochemicals known to help control pain. That case has been strengthened by the recent work of Fabrizio Benedetti of the University of Turin, who showed that the placebo effect can be abolished by a drug naloxone, which blocks the effects of endorphins. Benedetti induced pain in human volunteers by inflating a blood pressure cuff on the forearm. He did this several times a day for several days, using morphine each time to control the pain. On the final day, without saying anything, he replaced the morphine with a saline solution. This still relieved the subject's pain, a placebo effect. But when he added naloxone to the saline, the pain relief disappeared. Here was direct proof that placebo analgesia is mediated, at least in part, by these natural opiates. Still, no one knows how belief triggers endorphin release or why most people can't achieve placebo pain relief simply by willing it. Though scientists don't know exactly how placebos work, they have accumulated a fair bit of knowledge about how to trigger the effect. A London rheumatologist found, for example, that red dummy capsules made more effective painkillers than blue, green, or yellow ones. Research on American students revealed that blue pills make better sedatives than pink, a color more suitable for stimulants. Even branding can make a difference. If Aspro or Tylenol are what you like to take for a headache, their chemically identical generic equivalents may be less effective. It matters, too, how the treatment is delivered. Physicians who adopt a warm, friendly, and reassuring bedside manner, reports Edzard Ernst, professor of complementary and alternative medicine at Exeter University, are more effective than those whose consultations are formal and do not offer reassurance. Warm, friendly, and reassuring are also alternative medicine's strong suits, of course. Many of the ingredients of that opening recipe, the generous swaths of time, the strong hints of supernormal healing power, are just the kind of thing likely to impress patients. It's hardly surprising, then, that aromatherapists, acupuncturists, herbalists, etc. seem to be good at mobilizing the placebo effect. The question is whether alternative medicine could be integrated into conventional medicine, as some would like, without losing much of its power. But for much of alternative medicine, especially techniques in which the placebo effect accounts for most or perhaps all the benefit, integration might well be counterproductive. After all, the value of alternative medicine depends partly on its unorthodoxy. One intuitively feels that something exotic has a stronger placebo effect than something box standard. And some complementary therapists are very exotic, says Ernst. Integration faces other obstacles too. Doctors would face serious ethical dilemmas in recommending what they know to be placebo treatments to their patients. And complementary practitioners would likely be disparaged by their conventional counterparts, as they often are today. Integrated medicine would have about as much validity as a hybrid of astronomy and astrology, wrote anesthetist Neville Goodman in the April newsletter of Health Watch. Some would also point out that a professor of surgery with a confident manner, an expensive suit, and an international reputation who sees you privately and guarantees to solve your problem with a costly operation is still unrivaled as a source of placebo power. But most doctors are beaten hands down by countless alternative practitioners who might not know a lymphocyte from a lump of cheese. What they do know is how to make you feel better, and that's a big part of the battle.